Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Welcome, Fred Film Radio, and we are live on some platforms, on repeat on other platforms, but we are certainly at the 76th Venice International Film Festival. I'm yours truly, Matt Micucci, and I'm in the company of Niccolò Comotti, my friend, compadre, and compatriot.
Gracias.
Right.
Welcome.
We are an international radio. I think we're going to be talking in English, though, today. How are you enjoying your Venice experience so far?
I feel old. I don't have the physique anymore, man. But, like, the films are good. The films are pretty good. Have you watched a lot of them so far?
I haven't, but I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of them. In fact, to be honest with you, I wish I could watch every film that was in the Venice Classics section. That's the one that I would
go
for.
I mean, the jury is incredible. But you actually had the chance to talk to... Mr. Francia, if I'm not mistaken.
Stefano Francia di Celle. He is the co-curator of this section. It was actually an extensive talk, and we were like two huge cinephiles just getting really excited about stuff. After 50 minutes, we could have gone on, but we just cut it short. So that was very exciting. So anyways, there's a lot to talk about, and this is the first of the dailies. Now, Niccolò, why do you think they call it dailies? What is a daily?
A daily is something that happens every day.
Right.
And when you're in a film festival, you watch films every day.
Right.
If you're lucky enough, you can watch more than one film every day.
So we're going to be recording one of these every day. I'm not sure they're going to bring us back, but we had a short chat.
I'm probably going to lose our job after this.
Right. We had a short chat before this talk, and we said we were really into it. And at first we thought, let's do a really, really good daily. But then we actually thought, well, if the standards are too high at the start, then it's going to be really hard to keep up with those standards. So I think we decided to go the other route. And just keep
pure
it low.
Anarchy. Pure anarchy, Fred Film Radio. This is me again. There is a new start. No. Well, this is actually the first 2 days of the festival, so we can still, you know, just kind of get a gist of what's going on.
Right.
Like the competition itself and the other sections. We are the ones usually in the whole entourage of Fred Film Radio. We, the one like, they kind of cover not the competition itself, but we go towards International Critics Week, Orizzonti, Classics, as you said earlier.
Right.
But, you know, we are also a radio full of podcasts on our Fred.fm website.
Yes.
So you can catch up with everything from our beautiful reporters such as Chiara Nicoletti, Angela Cerbi, David, Martos.
Yes.
For everything Spanish related.
Right.
And they did definitely watch a lot of good films. Starting from probably the first day, so we're talking about yesterday, there was La Vérité, the first French spoken language film by Koreeda Hirokazu, like a darling from the festival for sure.
Festival darling, yeah.
And at the same time, there was the opening as well of that I did watch. So I was on point. The Pelican Blut, which is Pelican Blood in German.
Oh.
I also had the chance to talk to the director, Kathleen Gebe. It's a very ambitious film. Really, like, it just tries to combine... Imagine having motherhood and then supernatural and exorcism all at once into some sort of transcendence. So it was a kind of, like, pretty heavy film to start with, but it kind of set the mood for the rest. So now I want to see more.
Sounds pretty fascinating. You know, just to say a little more about La Vérité, it also stars Catherine Deneuve, Juliette Binoche.
Who are they? Never heard of them.
Juliette Binoche. No, don't do this to me, man. We're working fast. They're closing the door on us. It's very hot here and we're sweating. Another one who's in the cast ensemble is Ethan Hawke. But we actually have interviews with some of the cast, Koreeda himself. Not Ethan Hawke. But he wasn't here.
He's not here, right?
Can I ask for confirmation?
He's not here because Chiara was incredibly upset that he wasn't.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, he missed out.
Chiara has a love story with Ethan Hawke with Richard Linklater, everything, you know, all those films.
Right. Well, he missed
Midnight
out.
Midnight Sunset and anything else? I don't remember anymore.
So we have to talk about something that's very, very essential to Fred. It's become more and more important as time went by, and it's the Fred Award. This is an award that we obviously give to figures in the cinema who have left an indelible mark on this art form. And this year, we gave it to a very special filmmaker, Haifa Al-Mansour, the first female director from Saudi Arabia, which is very interesting. Now, we have an actual official motivation, right?
Official motivation, yeah. Let me
clear my throat, exactly. Drum roll, please.
Let's put the 1960s radio voice on. Because of the particular sensitivity she shows when tackling significant and delicate topics, ranging from discrimination against women to religious integralism, shunning melodramatic tones and sensationalism never over the top. As the first Saudi woman filmmaker, Haifa Al-Mansour constitutes an important symbol. Her work is a demonstration of how far the art of cinema can go in the advancement of women's empowerment and intercultural dialogue.
Woo!
I mean, that's actually a very beautiful thing.
Congratulations to Haifa Al-Mansour. I interviewed her last year. She's fantastic.
Great,
woman.
Yeah.
And she's presenting a film in the competition this year. And it's called The Perfect Candidate.
Oh, there you go.
It's The Perfect Candidate,
she's
right?
She's the perfect candidate because she won.
Right. Exactly.
Cool.
Oh man, we should have more music in this show. Every time we say something.
Do we have any kind of sounds like?
We're improvising most of this. There's no script here.
It's all right. The script is the program itself because we live day by day.
It's all improvised. Now, also winning a very important award at this festival, I would argue not as important. Just kidding. It's the Lifetime Achievement Award, the oldest film festival in the world. So it's probably
slightly. It's kind of maybe.
We're talking about Pedro Almodovar. He's the great honoree of this festival with this Lifetime Achievement Award. What do you think of Pedro Almodovar? What's your impression? Or Almodovar?
Almodovar. That's a very... Almodovar. I shouldn't say this because I get paid for this kind of job, but I know definitely not the whole filmography at all.
Right.
I know a lot of the old films. I know that he's trying to still evolve himself and his style in the last films, but at the same time you have a very pivotal and very ever recognizing style. Almodovar, I think, really changed the idea of comedy and melodrama in modern and contemporary times and created a very specific language by himself. And color, I think when I think about Almodovar, is color.
Absolutely.
And his beautiful dark eyes and just that heat that you feel from that film.
Right.
What about you?
I love him. He's like the symbol of post-Francoist Spain. He's funny. He's his best. The works that I love the most of Almodovar are smart, funny, witty, very dramatic too.
Right.
He showed a lot of stuff about humanity that no one was showing, including stuff, very sexual stuff, very sexual, ebullient energies that were going underneath.
True.
And of course wouldn't have come out of Spain when Franco was around.
Bodily cinema.
A lot of body stuff. And he's gotten a bit tamer over the years, but he's gotten older. And I think that it's good because it's kind of like a musician who starts off playing punk rock or something and then he goes way softer and maybe tries jazz, like Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders. She's going to be releasing
the
jazz
album. Do you think that an artist should definitely hit their pinnacle when they're young?
That's a good question.
It's
let's
difficult.
Think about this.
Yeah, let's think about
this. We should have thinking music
after the show.
Let's take a break. We're live on social media right now.
Oh yeah, true. Hi,
Hi
social
guys.
Media.
Where are we? So we've got a very loose list here. And next one, I think we should mention also a little bit of the films that, talking about big stars, Brad Pitt is one of the big stars.
Oh, yeah, true. He just landed.
He's just landed. He was actually in space before he came here.
Very true.
Right. Ad Astra is the title of the film, and it's by James Gray. And this film is about a man's journey across a lawless solar system in search of his father, of his long-lost father. Brad Pitt, actually, we got to interview him, which is pretty exciting,
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing this cool hat, and he was quoting Tarkovsky left and right, just a fascinating person.
Really?
So that's one of the big movies of this year, I think.
I mean, there's a lot of big movies if you think about it, especially even in the first 2 days or so. I haven't had the chance to watch it, which is, I'm very sad about it. Maybe I'm not going to be able to because, the schedule is so frantic. But, of course, always imagine that our daily is very loose, but, we are really on point with all the podcasts, all the radio calls. After every single press conference, we get to cover the films and we get to talk to the real protagonists directly. For example, for Marriage Story, the new film by Noah Baumbach, we have Chiara Nicoletti that interviewed the director and also the cast, which was definitely not too shabby.
No.
We're talking about Adam Driver, Scarlett, right?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. And so, of course, if you want to get to understand everything that happened and all the little chit-chat that happened in our radio call studio, just go on fred.fm and check Chiara Nicoletti's interviews with them. So I'll need to watch it in the normal movies,
right?
In the classic theaters, but still, it's gonna be pretty.
It's possible.
Definitely looking forward to it.
In fact, you never know who's gonna pop up in any of our studios. We are actually in one of our studios, in the other studio up there, up that way.
Up there.
New York is that
up
way,
there.
Man. is a radio call. You're actually, you could be following the interviews live on our, across our social media.
Very true.
Are we on MySpace though? Because my mother was asking.
MySpace, is it still on?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think Instagram took over.
It would be pretty great.
And Facebook is still pretty potent. I mean, he has everything, right? Facebook has pretty much owns everything. And therefore, we're probably right now live on Facebook. I don't know.
We're probably live on Instagram as well, right? Well, we'll have more detail for you as we go on. So, because this is our first, very first daily, we won't be invited back.
So. I don't think so, yeah. So let's just do or die right now.
Let's just say a little bit, first of all, how long have we been going? We don't know because the mouse isn't working. But is there anything that you're looking forward to seeing?
Do you know what? And it's very, it's such a banal answer, but I'm really looking forward to watching The Joker.
The Joker?
Yes, because it's coming from, you know, Todd Phillips film, and it's like one of my favorite actors in there, Joaquin Phoenix.
Ah, yeah, and, he's good.
It's just,
some would
I grew up, you know, Alan, Joaquin.
Some would say Joaquin.
Why, is that really that Spanishized?
Well, I would say it that way it is. I would say Joaquin.
Oh my gosh. Joaquin Phoenix. Okay, well, maybe Joaquin Phoenix is in it. But, you know, it's just everything regarding my childhood is kind of related to that story. You know, Alan Moore's special little Batman book that it's actually, you know, it's drawn upon. So I'm really, really curious to see it because, like, he's definitely need to fit, like, some very, very big shoes after what Nolan and the late Heath Ledger did with the character.
Right.
But I think we have the right ingredients to actually manage to overcome such a big obstacle. So right. I'm looking forward to seeing this. But there's so much to watch anyway. And I kind of like to get lost in between Palazzo Casino, Venice Classics in Sala Volpi, Darsena, of course. So we're going to see day by day.
I've got a bicycle, but I can't ride it around this particular area.
I've got a skateboard. I'm cooler than you.
You are cooler than me, but that's for sure. We already know that.
I have a contract there.
I'm not cool at all. I'm not cool. As far as I'm concerned, I've no real particular film that I'm looking forward to watching, but I'm definitely going to be watching a lot of stuff. Fred Film Radio is media partner of a lot of the sections.
Very true.
Stuff that's happening here. We're also media partners with the Giornate degli Autori, where we've got a lot of stuff coming at you from the International Critics Week. We've got a lot of stuff coming at you from the Venice Film Market. We've got
Biennale College as well, upcoming talent.
How could I forget? We've got a lot. We've got the 28 Times Cinema, which is an initiative from the European Union. What else have we got?
Well, everything really. International Critics Week. We're already covering day by day. So, yes.
Are we going to be able to make it?
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, it's not just the two of us, but there's also very good people.
There actually is a lot of people. And I hope someone will be able to fix the screen soon enough, because I can't see how long we've been going on for. I'm going to ask the room, what is the time now? How long have we been talking?
I think we're going to probably close by seeing what's going to happen tomorrow, so we can prepare all the people about the schedule. Let's call it the schedule, the program.
What else? What have we got on the list?
I think we do have tomorrow. We have Seberg by Benedict Andrews, but it's actually out of competition.
Right.
And tomorrow is a big day because it's like Roman Polanski, man. Roman Polanski, Jacuzzi.
Is he going to be here?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know.
What I usually say is he doesn't really need to be. I feel like he's just too big. He's an old man now. Mm. He's, people talk about him anyways. He's kind of like Terrence Malick, you know.
Right. Yeah.
We haven't seen him for years. I don't think he exists anymore.
Maybe it doesn't.
It's in the air somewhere.
Maybe it's a collective. Yeah, it's true.
He doesn't exist in a
physical
way.
Conspiracy Malik. Yeah, I like that.
He doesn't exist in a physical way. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this first daily. I hope you had a nice cup of coffee to go with it, or maybe just a little Campari, because it was a very futuristic episode, may I say.
And we're going very, very kind of quickly because we want to get our Campari.
See that? I'm
we're radio anyway, so nobody sees it.
I'm dripping.
Okay.
All right. So thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much for watching. If you were lucky enough to see our beautiful faces.
No, thank you, Matt. Thank you. Thank you. Really.
Thank you very much.
And that's it. That's a wrap, I guess, for the first and maybe last daily.
We're going home. Bye, Mom. Thanks very much, guys. Thank you. Do you guys want to say goodbye? Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio.
Keep watching our coverage of the oldest and most prestigious film festival in the world. This is Fred Film Radio.
The Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.